I don't know, but there are probably few cities in the world that could put together a hot lunch program that would have the quality of the Olivieri pasta. Our next speaker is Councillor Anne Roberts, who is also a former Vancouver School Board trustee. Please welcome Anne Roberts.
I'm now the deputy mayor this month, and it is on behalf of Mayor Larry Campbell and the entire City Council that I join with you today in saying no cuts to kids. In January, Mayor Campbell wrote a letter to Gordon Campbell to support the campaign to rescind the cuts to the inner city schools. And in that letter, he pointed out, there are no savings in this policy. Besides the loss to lunch programs for hungry kids, the special support for inner city schools, these cuts are going to hurt the kids who live in the families that are still facing cuts over the next year. So as we're going after the vulnerable again and again and again. Then last week, Vancouver City Council voted unanimously to urge the provincial government to reinstate funding for all inner-city school programs, as the reduction or elimination of these programs will place many of Vancouver's children at risk for serious negative long-term consequences to their health and well-being. If anyone asks, well, why should a city council get involved in school board issues? I want to take you back just a moment to some of history here, is that in 1989, when Gordon Campbell was mayor of Vancouver, the city gave $200,000 to help support the beginnings of the inner city school program and the hot lunch program. It was a wonderful thing. I don't know how many of you here remember how incredible it was that when we became aware of the problems in the schools, the growing poverty, and the children at risk, that the city stepped in to get this going. And now, 15 years later, when Gordon Campbell's premier of this province, he's turning his back on an incredible achievement and a terrible thing that he's pulling out now the money of the thing he helped start. I just want to say that these kind of motions at City Council, the work the school board's doing, the work that the community groups are doing, Save Our Schools, the teachers' associations, the principals, all our phone calls, our emails, our outrage are going to be heard. We are going to make news today. When the province announced the numbers for the cutoffs for the assistance on April 1st, it was a victory. We held that back. Protests like this do work. The province must rescind these cuts because it's the right thing to do, and because people like us are here today and people across this city are going to insist that they do. No cuts to kids. Thank you.